And how else have you been affected by changes in the National Health Service?
The most significant change, I think, was the introduction of the new general practitioner's contract in 2004 and the quality and outcomes framework, which set very clear targets for the management of diabetes within the within primary care, and also encouraged every GP to be collecting information on their diabetic patients, whether they were involved in the management of that diabetes or not, over the whole of their practice area. So that was a very significant change. And also the introduction of local enhanced services, which were designed to further improve the community-based services and the services available to diabetic patients.
Well, we're sitting here in your lower Gornal surgery in 2008, which is one of the explanations for the many sound effects in the background. Can you look back to this same practice in 1972 and compare and contrast the treatment of patients with diabetes?
You think this is noisy. In 1972, it was a lot noisier than this, because the practice, the surgery was open almost all day. Patients were seen either by appointment or just walk-in patients. It was quite chaotic. Diabetes patients were seen and probably almost immediately referred to hospital, either as an emergency if they were ill with their diabetes, or to a management clinic if the diagnosis had just been made or suspected. That's quite different now. Even when we have five surgeries running, five doctors working, two nurses working, the waiting room is very much more controlled. Access is far better. Patients can, we still see walk-in patients, but access is much better these days. Diabetes patients are very rarely seen in a normal generic surgery. Most diabetics are seen in the diabetic mini clinic, and very few have problems between clinics. If they do, they know who to contact. Most of the patients are empowered to deal with their own difficulties. But the biggest change of all is the fact that we very rarely see a patient presenting with hyperglycemia, a high blood sugar level, because we're proactive. We screen the population. We've identified those patients who are at risk from diabetes, and we screen them on an annual basis. So we pick up diabetes at a very early stage before it actually presents as hyperglycemia these days. That's the biggest difference, I think. And only slightly secondary to that is the fact that patients these days are empowered. They know a lot more about their conditions. They know that the effects of diet, exercise, and the drugs on their blood sugar levels. They know that it's important to control their blood pressures, their cholesterols, and their body weight as well. And part of our management plan is to educate patients in terms that they understand so that they can manage their own diabetes.